All right, switching gears here. Global climate talks are facing hurdles after G20 countries struggled over the weekend to find common ground. Let's check in on those talks with Yahoo Finance's Akiko Fujita, who is on the ground for us in Glasgow for COP26. Akiko.
Good morning to you, Brian. We are expecting President Biden to take the podium at the World Leaders Summit within this hour. You know, this is a conference that happens every year, but it's the first time all the leaders are meeting in 2 years, largely because we had to skip COP last year because of the pandemic. And the focus of this conference will be all about the action plans that individual companies or countries present to stay in line with the Paris Agreement. Now, that agreement 6 years ago called for global warming to be capped at 2 degrees Celsius with the aim of staying within 1.5 degrees. And all the science points to the fact that anything beyond that would simply be catastrophic. Now, President Biden, again, expected to speak this hour. The U.S. Is really here to show that they are serious about tackling climate change this time around. The president comes armed with that $555 billion spending plan to transition to clean energy. Today, the White House is unveiling a long-term strategy to get to carbon neutrality by 2050. But there are plenty of headwinds facing this conference, even before it began, because of what you said, Brian, the developments at the G20 summit in Rome over the weekend. The leaders there agreed to pursue efforts to keep global warming within 1.5 degrees, but they failed to reach an agreement to phase out domestic coal production, largely because of opposition from China and India. President Biden addressed that disappointment yesterday before leaving Rome. Take a listen.
And with regard to the disappointment relates to the fact that Russia including not only Russia, but China basically didn't show up in terms of any commitments to deal with climate change. And there's a reason why people should be disappointed in that. I found it disappointing myself. But what we did do, we passed a number of things here to end the subsidization of coal. We made commitments here from across the board, all of us, in terms of what we're going to bring to the G26.
Now, even as the president looks to nudge other world leaders to up their climate action, there's one leader that is noticeably absent from this conference, and that is Chinese President Xi Jinping. We knew he wasn't going to be traveling here. The expectation was that he would be at least giving a video message. Now we're being told he will simply be releasing a statement, which is certainly a huge setback for a country that is by far the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions. We should mention the U.S. will have a very big presence on the ground here. 10 cabinet secretaries and head of agencies all here in Glasgow. Climate envoy John Kerry yesterday saying that more than 50 members of Congress will be traveling through COP26 over the next 2 weeks. So certainly a big show of force and a lot riding on the conference, guys.
Akiko, you mentioned that there had been some of these headwinds at the summit in Rome over the weekend. I'm wondering, with this conference, of course, continuing for about the next 2 weeks, is there any chance that some of these actually get resolved or that there is any progress on this front? Or are these sticking points likely to last for some time longer?
Yeah, it's certainly been interesting to see the messaging here, even from the UN. The expectations in many ways been tempered is probably the best way to say it. You know, we heard from climate envoy John Kerry yesterday saying that, look, not everything is going to be solved here, but at least we can come here and recommit ourselves to that 1.5 degrees target. And National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy has said that's really going to be the key goal for the U.S. to know through at least verbal commitments that countries are committed to that action. But of course, as you said, a lot of headwinds coming from the G20. And by the way, we're also dealing with an energy crunch, which has raised a lot of leaders to question whether, in fact, the transition to clean energy should be a little slower. They're facing a lot of pressure back home because of soaring utility costs. So all of that is certainly going to be complicating discussions here on the ground over the next 2 weeks.
And Akiko, I'm looking at the shot behind you. Looks like a good turnout, people moving pretty freely. What are some of the COVID protocols like?
Yeah, Brian, by the way, this is just one room. There are so many rooms across this center here, with every country having their own exhibition of their technology, their leaders obviously coming through here. The COVID protocols are certainly very strict. Coming here, we each had to take on a home test kit. Every day before I come into the center, I have to test at home to make sure I have a negative COVID test and then register it to the National Health Registry. We have to show a proof of that negative test in order to get through here. So there's a lot of steps that are being taken. And, you know, certainly at least a relief when you consider there are well over 100 countries that are represented here and tens of thousands of people gathering.